to the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korach. Hear this, all the peoples, give ear, all the inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable, I will open my riddle to the lyre. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my persecutors compasses me about? They that trust in their wealth, and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is too dear, and he leaves it forever, that he might still live forever and not see the pit. When he sees that wise men die, that the fool and the brutish person perish together, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man abides not in honor. He is like the beasts that perish. This is their way and their folly, and their posterity who approve their sayings, Selah. Like sheep they are appointed to Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their form shall waste away in Sheol, leaving behind their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol, for he shall receive me, Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies he shall carry nothing away, his glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives he blesses his soul, and though men praise thee, when thou doest well to thyself, it shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understands not is like the beasts that perish.